which is described or sung. Baba Oshadat, which is the right medicine for the material disease. Shrotra, the process of oral reception. Manaha, the subject matter of thought for the mind. Abhiramat, from the pleasing vibrations from such glorification. Kaha, who? Uttama Shloka, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guna Anuvadat, from describing such activities. Puman, a person. Virajeta, can keep himself aloof. Vina, except. Pachugnat, either a butcher or one who is killing his own personal existence. So, translation. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the Parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? So you can repeat. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the Parampara system.
That is, it is conveyed
from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except the butcher or one who is killing his own self? So purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Jai. In India, it is the practice among the general populace to hear about Krishna, either from Bhagavad Gita or from Śrīmad Bhagavatam, in order to gain relief from the disease of repeated birth and death. Although India is now fallen, when there is a message that someone will speak about Bhagavad Gita or Śrīmad Bhagavatam, thousands of people will still gather to hear. This verse indicates, however, that such recitation of Bhagavad Gita and Śrīmad Bhagavatam must be done by persons completely freed from material desires, nivritta tarshahaya. Everyone within this material world, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant, is full of material desires for sense enjoyment, and everyone is busy in sense gratification. But when thus engaged, one cannot fully understand the value of Krishna Katha, either in the form of Bhagavad Gita or Śrīmad Bhagavatam. If we hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from liberated persons, this hearing will certainly free us from the bondage of material activities, but hearing Śrīmad Bhagavatam spoken by a professional reciter cannot actually help us achieve liberation. Krishna Katha is very simple. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As he himself explains, Mapak Parataram Nanyat Kinchirosti Dhananjaya. O Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. This is from the Bhagavad Gita 7th chapter, 7th text. Simply by understanding this fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become a liberated person. But especially in this age, because people are interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita from unscrupulous persons who depart from the simple presentation of Bhagavad Gita and distort it for their personal satisfaction, they fail to derive the real benefit. There are big scholars, politicians, philosophers, and scientists who speak on Bhagavad Gita in their own polluted way. And people in general hear from them being uninterested in hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a devotee. A devotee is one who has no other motive for reciting Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam than to serve the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore advised us to hear the glories of the Lord from a realized person. Bhagavata parodhya bhagavata stave. Unless one is personally a realized soul in the science of Krishna consciousness, a neophyte should not approach him to hear about the Lord. For this is strictly forbidden by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who quotes from the Padma Purana. Vaishnavam ko girnam bhuttam arigatam ritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sharpachishtam yathapayaha. One should avoid hearing from a person not situated in Vaishnava behavior. A Vaishnava is Nivritta Trishna. That is, he has no material purpose. For his only purpose is to preach Krishna consciousness. So-called scholars, philosophers, and politicians exploit the importance of Bhagavad Gita by distorting its meaning for their own purposes. Therefore, this verse warns that Krishna Katha should be recited by a person who is Nivritta Trishna. Shukadeva Goswami epitomizes the proper reciter for Srimad Bhagavatam, and Parikshit Maharaj, who purposefully left his kingdom and family prior to meeting death, epitomizes the person fit to hear it. A qualified reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam gives the right medicine, Vavoshadi, for the conditioned souls. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to train qualified preachers to recite Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita throughout the entire world so that people in general in all parts of the world may take advantage of this movement and thus be relieved of the threefold miseries of material existence. The instructions of Bhagavad Gita and the descriptions of Srimad Bhagavatam are so pleasing that almost anyone suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence will desire to hear the glories of the Lord from these books and thus benefit on the path of liberation. Two classes of men, however, will never be interested in hearing the message of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam: those who are determined to commit suicide and those determined to kill cows and other animals for the satisfaction of their tongues. Although such persons may make a show of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam at a Bhagavat Saptaha, this is but another creation of the karmis, who cannot derive any benefit from such a performance. The word Pashubnat is important in this connection. Pashubna means butcher. Persons fond of performing ritualistic ceremonies for elevation to the higher planetary systems must offer sacrifices, yajnas, by killing animals. Lord Buddhadev therefore rejected the authority of the Vedas because his mission was to stop animal sacrifices which are recommended in Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Nindasi yagyarvide aha shruti jatam sutaya vidaya darshita pashugatam keshavadrita buddha sharira jaya jagadisha hare. It's from the Gita Govinda. Even though animal sacrifices are sanctioned in Vedic ceremonies, men who kill animals for such ceremonies are considered butchers. Butchers cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness, for they are already materially allured. Their only interest lies in developing comforts for the temporary body. Bhogashvaya prasaptanam taya paritachetasam Yavasayatmika buddhi samadhau navatiyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and are bewildered by such things. The resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. That's from the Gita, second chapter, text 44. Srila Narottama Das Thakur says, Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nahabhajya Janya Shunya Visha Koinu. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious and who therefore does not engage in the service of the Lord is also Pashugna, for he is willingly drinking poison. Such a person cannot be interested in Krishna Katha because he still has a desire for material sense gratification. He is not Nivritta Krishna. As it is said, Trivagikaste Purusha Vimukha Hari Medasa. Those interested in Trivarga, that is Dharma, Artha, and Kama, are religious for the sake of achieving a material position with which to gain better facilities for sense gratification. Such persons are killing themselves by willingly keeping themselves in the cycle of birth and death. They cannot be interested in Krishna consciousness. For Krishna Katha, topics about Krishna consciousness, there must be a speaker and a hearer, both of whom can be interested in Krishna consciousness if they are no longer interested in material topics. One can actually see how this attitude automatically develops in persons who are Krishna conscious. Although the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement are quite young men, they no longer read materialistic newspapers, magazines, and the internet, and so on. I added that one. Keeping up with the times. For they are no longer interested in such topics. Nivritta Tarshahai. They completely give up the bodily understanding of life for topics concerning Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Personality of God, the spiritual master speaks, and the disciple hears with attention. Unless both of them are free from material desires, they cannot be interested in topics of Krishna consciousness. The spiritual master and disciple do not need to understand anything more than Krishna, because simply by understanding Krishna and talking about Krishna, one becomes a perfectly learned person. Yasmin vigati savram eva vigatam bhavati. The Lord sits within everyone's heart, and by the grace of the Lord, the devotee receives instructions directly from the Lord himself, who says in the Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter, text 15, Sarvasya chaham vidisana vishto matak smritir gyanam apovanam cha Vedais cha savaya raham eva vedyo Vedanta krid veda ved eva chaham. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. By all the Vedas I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Krishna consciousness is so exalted that one who is perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness under the direction of the spiritual master is fully satisfied by reading Krishna Katha as found in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and similar Vedic literatures. Since merely talking about Krishna is so pleasing, we can simply imagine how pleasing it is to render service to Krishna. When discourses on Krishna Katha take place between a liberated spiritual master and his disciple, others sometimes take advantage of hearing these topics and also benefit. These topics are the medicine to stop the repetition of birth and death, the cycle of repeated birth and death by which one takes on different bodies again and again is called bhava or bhava rog. If anyone willingly or unwillingly hears Krishna Katha, his bhava rog or the disease of birth and death will certainly stop. Therefore, Krishna Katha is called bhavoshadha, the remedy to stop the repetition of birth and death. Karmis, or persons attached to material sense enjoyment, generally cannot give up their material desires, but Krishna Katha is such a potent medicine that if one is induced to hear Krishna Kirtan, he will certainly be freed from this disease. A practical example is Dhruva Maharaj, who at the end of his tapasya was fully satisfied. When the Lord wanted to give Dhruva a benediction, Dhruva refused it. Svarmin kritartho smi varam yache. My dear Lord, he said, I am fully satisfied. I do not ask for any benediction for material sense gratification. We actually see that even young boys and girls in the Krishna consciousness movement have given up their long practice of bad habits like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Because Krishna consciousness is so potent that it gives them full satisfaction, they are no longer interested in material sense gratification. Important verse and purport. Nevrittatar sharupa giyamanan bavoshadat shotra mano bidamat kutama shloka gunan vadat puman virajeta minha pashugnat. So omagadat tividandasha gadanjana shlakaya chakshur meditam gena tasmai shigurve namaha. So the question that naturally arises in my mind after reading this verse is, if this is actually true, why are we still interested in material sense gratification? Why are we so interested in the news, like Prabhupada said, you know, newspapers and radio and everything like that? Why do we, you know, listen to the news while we're, if we're driving, we listen to what, Rush Limbaugh or something like that on the radio? Not really. Why do we spend so much time looking at the news on our iPads or whatever, you know, whatever device we have nowadays? Because not many people pick up newspapers anymore. It's usually an electronic medium. Why are we so interested in seeing so many things, talking about so many things? Gramyakata means village talk. That's how Prabhupada described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's just like ordinary talks about anything other than Krishna. Of course, the opposite is what we call Krishna Kata. There's different types of Krishna Kata. I mean, one type is the pastimes of Krishna, which we're going to be hearing about in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which we're reading now. Another type is the instructions of Krishna. Another type is the katha about Krishna's devotees, like Prabhupada Lilamrita. Another type is practical devotional service. For example, if Jagannath here is painting the deck, and we're talking about what type of paint he's using, that's also Krishna Kata. Because when something is connected, that whole description is given in the Krishna book of the prayers of personified Vedas. How is it that something vibrated, you know, by the material tongue and mouth is spiritual? I mean, how can you describe the Supreme Lord with a material mouth and tongue? Because it's just obviously just material vibration. Well, the point is that Krishna, as Prabhupada explained many times, Krishna is so expert, like the expert electrician was the example Prabhupada gave. The expert electrician can transform electrical energy into heating energy or cooling energy. Like we have air conditioners here, and during the winter we have a heater. And it's the same energy, right? And somehow or other it's becoming transformed. Of course I understand how it's doing, because I understand the scientific basis of it. But it's a pretty simple thing, if someone knows a little bit about electricity. So Krishna, being the supreme controller, knows a lot about not only electricity, but he knows a lot about everything. And he can transform matter to spirit. So the same words that are coming out of your mouth can actually be spiritual and material. If you're talking about wood, wood is just a material name, right? But if you're talking about wood in relationship to finishing the wood here, it becomes spiritualized. Or this body, which is tridadu ke, bile, mucus, and air, when utilized in the service of Krishna, it becomes spiritualized. The Prabhupada gave the example of a iron rod. When you put it in the fire, it becomes hot, hot, hotter, and finally it acts just like fire. So these words actually become spiritualized. And the interesting thing is, that when someone, as Prabhupada comments here about the, you know, the Bhagavad Saptaha people, they're even using the word Krishna, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Krishna's name does not appear from the mouth of a materialist. So you may think that they're glorifying Krishna, but it's actually, it's like, it's almost like Maya Krishna, like you have Maya Sita. Like Ravana thought that he had Sita Devi, but he didn't have Sita Devi, it was Maya Sita or Durga. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur specifically says the holy name doesn't appear from the mouth of non-devotees. And what's a non-devotee? Non-devotee, of course, two types, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One type is, you know, directly against Krishna. And another type would be those who are using Krishna for their own sense gratification. That's it. I mean, in one sense, that's Vaishnava Praya. That's almost Vaishnava, described like about the uncle and father, Raghunath Das Goswami. Lord Chaitanya was very heavy in his description of them. He says they're like worms in stool. Imagine if I said that about someone's parents. I said, your parents are like worms in stool. Why? Because they know better, but they keep jumping back into the stool of material enjoyment. Like the worms, if you take them out, they'll just try to squirm back into stool. They won't say, thank you very much for extricating me from the stool. So, let's say someone who knows about Krishna is also a materialistic person, may be considered a type of non-devotee, even though they're almost devotees. So, those persons don't have the ability to transmit Krishna Katha. I mean, that's why, even though in the West, people knew about Krishna before Prabhupada came, like you have these so-called American transcendentalists, right? Like Emerson and Thoreau. Even Benjamin Franklin read the Bhagavad Gita. Did you know that? He actually read the Bhagavad Gita. And you know, these are educated people. Actually, the Americans, God bless America, the original founding fathers were highly educated personalities. And they had read so many literatures in Bhagavad Gita, and they were enjoying Bhagavad Gita, but they didn't become devotees of Krishna, which is interesting. They didn't become devotees because they weren't hearing Bhagavad Gita from the authorized source. Or, like, I read Bhagavad Gita before I read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. I read the Penguin edition. That's the name of a publisher. It doesn't mean a penguin was writing the book. I read the Penguin edition, and I didn't become a devotee. I actually didn't understand what it said. You know, it was interesting poetry. They even said the Supreme Lord says, or something like that, but Supreme Lord, you know, I didn't even know what that meant. But then, coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, because it was the pure devotee speaking then there was immediately some attraction like that. So, anyway, so Prabhupada does talk about these Bhagavad. If you go to India, you see these Bhagavad Saptaha people. I think Krishnapur was talking about the other day, that they're surrounded by, usually all the ladies are in front and they're crying. Ooh, and there's a specific method they use to give the Bhagavad Saptahas. It's that they speak a little bit and then they break out in song. It's almost like a Bollywood movie. It's, you know, it's entertainment. And they say, oh, Krishna Govinda, and then all the ladies go, Govinda Hari, Govinda Hari, go, 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 go. Go, go, Govinda. Anyway, I know that's the name of the movie. But, but there's no spiritual, because right afterwards they engage in their nonsense. I mean, they're not like enlivened, because the sign of spiritual advancement is, vairagya. Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, Dinayatiyasu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayadahoitukam. That if one is actually hearing Krishna Katha, performing Bhakti Yoga, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita, and then causeless knowledge about Krishna manifests itself. You know, we're talking about realization at this point. Not just like rote learning that one know some facts. Oh yeah, Krishna incarnates. He has this type of expansion, that type of expansion. Or one knows Sanskrit. But there's some realization. So you have knowledge and then renunciation. You lose a taste for things in this world. You understand? That's a sign. You actually lose a taste. Not that you hate the material world like some impersonalist who's trying to renounce artificially the material world. You just say, you. Movies, yeah. Computer, yeah. Like that. That'd be interesting. Of course, you do have Jamunacharya saying, you know, whenever I think of mundane sex life, I spit. But that's because, not that he hates it, it's because it keeps him from, he says, since I've been tasting newer and newer rasa in relationship to Krishna. So, that's really the sign that one's hearing Krishna Katha. So, anyway, so I posed the question at the beginning of the class. So, why don't we have attraction for Krishna Katha? I mean, why are we so attracted to other things? Well, this Pashugnat point applies to us, to, at least to myself. Not, I don't want to apply it to any of you. Because, of course, we're not butchers. I mean, obviously. But Prabhupada did describe or define violence as more than just killing an animal or killing a person. Prabhupada said that violence is to impede someone's spiritual progress, which is interesting. That was Prabhupada's general definition of violence. And what does that mean? Like in killing an animal, obviously the animal has some things to work out, previous karma, some things to work out, so you kill it and then he has to take birth again as that same animal. Prabhupada described that. So in that sense, you're impeding the living entity's progress or progressive march to the human body. So when we do things that, let's say, are violent for our own spiritual lives or the spiritual lives of others, I mean, I'll give you many examples. Of course, offenses are the main thing. You know, we are, you know, speaking of myself, you know, we're committing offenses against Vaishnavas or against the deities or against, you know, general offenses against the holy names, you know, the 10 offenses against the holy names or against the holy Dham. You know, we're taking the holy Dham as, like the first time I went to Vrindavan, we had this whole list of things not to do. You know, not to consider the residence of the holy Dham as ordinary. Not, I mean, there's so many things. You know, spitting in the river is spitting. Like it's even an offense in the holy Dham. Did you know that? Even if you spit on the ground, it's considered an offense in the holy Dham. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Kali Yuga, you just spent a fortnight in the holy Dham. We see that in many cases people spent a fortnight, for those of you who don't know, English expression means 2 weeks. So we see that many devotees spend longer. They become bewildered, or they take things for granted, or they commit offenses against... I mean, I know one of my godbrothers was living in Vrindavan. He got a Harley Davidson there, a Harley Davidson motorcycle, and he was practically like harassing the residents of Vrindavan by just like, "Get out of my way, you rascal." You know, seeing them as ordinary people. So I've seen that, you know, people start to... So, I mean, it's different offenses that we're committing. So in this way, we're actually pashugnat. You know, it doesn't just apply to one who's eating meat or transporting meat or serving the meat or condoning the activity or cooking or killing, you know, the different types of butchers that are generally mentioned. It applies to us. I mean, these things have to be applied to us. That's why we keep aloof. Virajeta, we're keeping aloof from the holy names. And we don't have a taste for that, like that. I mean, many times I give the example of when we first joined the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we probably had more of a taste than we have now. When we first joined, we hadn't yet committed any offenses. We hadn't had the opportunity to commit offenses. And also, we weren't complacent. Now we're also very complacent, isn't it? Oh, yes. You know, Mangalarti, another day, Mangalarti, the same prayer, samsara. Why don't we do something different, you know, chant My Sweet Lord for Mangalarti or something like that. So we're actually, I mean, speaking for myself, when I say we, because it's interesting how devotees use the, use we a lot. You know, sometimes when I tell someone I'm going over there, I say, we're going over your house at 5:30. And they said, "Oh, who's coming with you?" I said, "Oh, just me." But, you know, devotees have this we thing that we use. It's the royal we, yeah. You know, which is kind of weird. But anyway, so at least, you know, so let's understand how we're pashugnat. And then also we're engaged in prajalpa, and also we're engaged in so many activities that really have no relationship with Krishna. I mean, obviously people do have activities they have to engage in. You know, there's certain dharma, people have to make a living, like that. You know, that I understand. But unnecessary activities that are not Krishna conscious, then they keep us from having a taste. And if you have a, If you don't engage in those activities and you associate with Srila Prabhupada, because actually we all have a Prabhupada's association, so that as far as the person speaking, referring to Prabhupada, there's no question about the purity. So the thing we have to work on is the person hearing. Of course, we shouldn't be hearing from non-devotees. I mean, or people who are materialistic, like that, or what to speak of, you know, some of these popular kirtan leaders. You know, it has adverse effects. Like Prabhupada quoted this verse, Vaishnava Mukhod Nigir Nam Bhutam Harikatamrakam, which Sanatana Goswami recited, that if one hears from the lips of a non-devotee, then it's like milk touched by the lips of a serpent. And actually Bhaktivedanta Thakur in the Jivadharma also says, even if you're at a kirtan performance, and even if a bona fide devotee is chanting, but if there are non-devotees there who are also going to be chanting, then there's no spiritual effect. It's interesting. I mean, someone who is actually a professional kirtan singer can spoil the kirtan for other people. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Don't blame me. It's not a criticism on what people are doing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, anyway, so we have to be very attentive who we hear from, what we do throughout the rest of the day too. It's not just the morning program. Like Prabhupada joked one time, chanting his rounds, moving the japa beads down, saying, I finished my 16 rounds, now I can do any damn thing. But, you know, how we deal with each other, I mean, that's a big thing. Because we're with the devotees, we're with other devotees, and we become so complacent, we don't deal with each other properly, we get angry with each other. You know, when you see, the point is, when you see a Vaishnava, if you don't feel happy, that's an offense. Did you know that? Like if you see a Vaishnava and you don't feel joy in your heart, it's an offense. So what to speak of feeling the opposite of joy in the heart? Anger. What's she eating all the prasadam for? Nothing left for me. Or whatever. I mean, so we have to be very careful. Like Prabhupada said, razor's edge. To avoid being this pashut not. Anyway, so this is the point I wanted to make. So there's other point. I mean, this verse and purport are full of many, many different points. Many, many different points, but this is the point I wanted to make. And then if we're like, anyway, so then if we hear and chant in such a fashion, then we'll be free from the material miseries. Doesn't mean that we don't have problems in our body, but our consciousness is so high that they become minuscule or unimportant in comparison. Yeah.
I have a question. What is the situation of devotees who may be doing their service very nice and quote unquote very nice, but they're not treating others well?
Then, you know, that's a type of pashugnat. They're actually impeding their spiritual existence. I mean, according to this verse here, isn't it? I mean, according to Prabhupada's definition of violence. Because, I mean, just like, alright, let's give the example of, listen, Lord Chaitanya just passed up. So, I'm trying to remember, who was that who mistreated Srivas Thakur, who was giving Bhagavatam class? So, Tulsi would remember. Devananda Pandit was giving Bhagavatam class. And Srivas Thakur came in, and he felt ecstasy, and he started rolling on the ground or whatever. And Devananda Pandit had his disciples just like take Srivas Thakur and throw him out. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later on when he was passing by Devananda Pandit giving Bhagavatam class, he said loudly, this guy will never understand Bhagavatam. Can you imagine that? Someone walking by the door there saying that? I mean, I get pretty angry. But then later on, Devananda Pandit rectified himself. But the point is that because he had committed that offense, he lost his ability to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's extremely important we treat each other nicely with respect and joy. Not just in a neutral fashion, you know, without anger, but with joy. We should be happy. I mean, it's so rare to see a Vaishnava, isn't it? I mean, practically in this world, and Kali Yuga is one of the most rarest things, unfortunately. So we should become extremely happy. Okay, and not go on Sampradaya Sun.